With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we have back now on the line the St. John's Prep Lacrosse coach, John Pinchon. And coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
Excellent, Rick. Thanks for having me back.
Well, you guys are excellent. You got off to a great start. Let's talk a little bit about the game first, and I have another question or two to ask you. Tell me about the opener against Barnstable. Not a great record for Barnstable, but you know, power ranking thing, it does what it is. So you got to play who you have. So tell me about yesterday's game.
Yeah, it was a good all around team effort. We had 11 different goal scorers. A lot of young guys played a whole bunch. Our two sophomore long stick midfielders, Charlie Angel, JP Sullivan, they played like the whole second half, and they were great. So it's just a really good opportunity for those guys who've been working incredibly hard all season, going against our starters, giving us scout looks, for them to get in and gain some valuable playing experience, because our seniors, guys like Rowan Mondello, Matt Morrow, Alex Peralt, they did that same thing when they were sophomores. They got in a couple of the early round games. Matt scored a couple goals. So it's a huge opportunity for them. And, it's good for us too, because it kind of keeps our guys fresh, being able to play everybody, not having to go full 48.
Mm-hmm.
Allows us to be prepared for the next round we play tomorrow. So.
And that can that helps maintain a continuous a winning relationship over the years when you have the younger kids get that kind of experience. So that's a good thing. And you know, I have to ask you about yesterday's events at the Moynihan Student Athlete of the Year program. You know, Jimmy Ayers was selected as the Moynihan Student Athlete. I got to meet him. Bill and I got to meet him, along with Maggie Sturgis. And what a great kid. But I know we followed him in hockey. We saw Coach Hansen there yesterday as well. You know, we saw the athletic director from St. John's Prep there, and all the support with the family. What's it mean, Coach, to have a kid like that? Because you know, you want that from everybody, but it's a little special when you can put it all together.
Yeah, Jimmy's a special student athlete. He really is. He's just a great kid. Incredibly hard worker. He works incredibly hard in the classroom. Works incredibly hard on the ice, in the weight room, on the lacrosse field, and he's really, really talented. I think that's one of the things that, you know, ever since I've known Jimmy, and I coached Jimmy when he was playing middle school soccer, and he was not a soccer player. He wasn't playing club soccer or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He scored goals. He was out there playing just to have fun, and he was one of the best players on the field. Cause he's naturally talented. So, Jimmy's one of those kids who I think is going to go off and, you know, he'll be a doctor or do something in business, and he's just going to make a lot of people's lives have a really positive impact on them. So we've been really lucky that we've been able to work with him, and you know, we get hopefully four more games with him here at St. John's before he goes on to Johns Hopkins, where I think he's going to have a great career.
Oh, no question. Johns Hopkins, my God. One of the things, excuse me, Mike Lynch said yesterday was talking to both Jimmy Ayers and Maggie Sturgis was, hey, when you get back to your team, thank the younger kids for helping you get where they are. And that's one thing that you seem to have at the prep, because you mentioned it about getting these younger kids in. It's a continuum, and they start off, I'm sure they respect the elders, but they also get some help from the older kids, and it nurtures a great winning program.
Yeah, Jimmy is just, you know, Cam McCarthy's a sophomore attackman for us. Jimmy's out there feeding him after practice and helping him get better.
Wow, okay.
Sam Kelly, Jack Quigley, these young guys. Just to be able to play with a kid like Jimmy who makes everyone better and see how he plays and see how hard he works is really special. And I think as a coach, we hope to have sustained success. And you look at the programs in the state, in lacrosse, who've been able to do that. It's because the older guys give back to the program so consistently. And that's something that we've been really lucky to tap into the last couple of years. And we hope to keep it going. What after a guy like Jimmy graduates, you know, like a generational talent, to be able to keep going, after he graduates as part of his legacy.
But John, as an educator, you and your staff, you work toward that with all of your kids, your older kids, you know, juniors and seniors, because they had, you know, mentors coming up, and it's a teaching process that you have to be, I don't want to say aggressive, but you've got to be assertive about that. It's not something that's just going to happen naturally.
Yeah, that's true. I think that is, you know, you try and we try and be really deliberate in emphasizing that, giving those seniors an opportunity to speak. We had Rowan Mondello address the team today. Rowan's another senior captain. He's going to Babson. He addressed the team today at the end of our practice, giving them those opportunities to talk. And Rowan talked about, he shared some really important lessons from his own playing career with the younger guys. And let's be honest, I think high school kids, they tune adults out, not intentionally, but right, they just, right. It's like they're going to listen to an 18-year-old more than they're going to listen to a washed-up 40-year-old.
Yeah, okay. Washed up 40-year-old. I could double that. No, that's a great point, Coach, and we appreciate that learning from you guys. Okay, so yesterday's game is in the books. We continue in the tournament. You have Wellesley next, and you say that is tomorrow. Can you tell me anything about tomorrow's game or what the preparation might be?
Yeah, quick turnaround. So we've been kind of – Wellesley played on Sunday. They beat Winchester. So we've been – doing a little Wellesley prep the last couple days in anticipation of this. They're really well coached. Jimmy Connolly is played at North Andover, then out at UMass. His dad, Steve Connolly, is like a legend in the Eastern Mass lacrosse community. So Steve actually was at our game yesterday scouting. So they're going to be really well prepared. They play in the Bay State Conference, so they're playing really tough teams. Week in and week out, they play a great schedule. And I think this is the one thing I know about Jimmy. He is incredibly passionate, and he just has great energy. So if anything, we are going to see a team on level 10 tomorrow because he's going to get them fired up and ready to play. So
all right.
It should be a great opportunity for us. You know, round two is always – you know, the next step up. The games get bigger, the stress gets bigger, the opponents get better. So we're looking forward to it.
Should be a great take. And that's a home game at 5 p.m. on Thursday?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're going to get some sleep at some point, but not right now. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick.
Hey, Coach. Okay, Coach, talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That is John Pinchon, who is the St. John's Prep Lacrosse Coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.